The following is a Sunday feast lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 13th, 2007, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, we would like to welcome all of you nice ladies and gentlemen and young people to this program of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today we are reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 12, text number 15. Om Namo Bhagavat Chi Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasmin Nodvijate Loko Lokan Nodvijate Shaya Harsha Marsha Bhavod Vegair Mukto Yachachame Priya. Translation: He for whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me.
Vertimas. Kas niekam netrukdo ir kam niekas netrukdo, kas vienodai sutinka laimę ir kančią, baimę ir rūpesčius, tas labai brangus man.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A few of a devotee's qualifications are further being described. No one is put into difficulty, anxiety, fearfulness, or dissatisfaction by such a devotee. Such a devotee is kind to everyone. He does not act in such a way as to put others into anxiety. At the same time, if others try to put a devotee into anxiety, he's not disturbed. It is by the grace of the Lord that he is so practiced that he is not disturbed by any outward disturbance. Actually, because a devotee is always engrossed in Krishna consciousness and engaged in devotional service, such material circumstances cannot move him. Generally, a materialistic person becomes very happy when there is something for his sense gratification and his body. But when he sees that others have something for their sense gratification and he hasn't, he is sorry and envious. When he is expecting some retaliation from an enemy, he is in a state of fear. And when he cannot successfully execute something, he becomes dejected. A devotee who is always transcendental to all these disturbances is very dear to Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Dhamsajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, Sri Krishna is describing very nicely that person who is very, very dear to him. This name for such a person is Krishna Priya. One who is very dear to the Lord is called Krishna Priya or Vishnu Priya. So, how does one become Krishna Priya? That is described very nicely in this verse. One might ask, why should I become Krishna Priya? The answer is this. We all have a tendency to be dear to someone. Therefore, we like to associate with our family members because they consider that we are dear. We also get some friends with whom we associate. And we are very happy to become dear to our friends. If someone has no family and has no friends, what will they do? They will keep a dog so they can become dear to their dog. When they come home from the office at night, they will pat their dog on the head. And the dog will lick their face. And they think, oh, this is very nice. How much my dog loves me. So we all have the desire to become dear to someone. If this desire to become dear can be reposed in the Supreme Being, then we will find unlimited satisfaction. In other words, we become happy when there is a reciprocation of love. And the more there is loving reciprocation, the more we become happy. So, if you can associate with that person who can reciprocate unlimitedly, then you can have unlimited satisfaction. So there is no one who can reciprocate like Krishna. Just like you might make friends with somebody here in Kaunas. And you like very much to do things with them. And then on one Saturday, you're all excited, you want to go do something, you want to go out and go hiking in the woods. Hiking means walking. So you invite your good friend to come with you walking in the woods. And he says, well, I'm sorry, and some other friends of mine invited me to do something else. So you become disappointed. Because even though he can reciprocate with you some of the time, your friend cannot reciprocate with you all the time. Because he has so many other friends. So in this world, no matter who we may try to reciprocate love with, we always feel disappointed sooner or later. Because there is not one person in this world who can reciprocate love unlimitedly with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is very important.
Todėl tai yra labai svarbu.
If we want to find unlimited happiness,
jeigu mes norime surasti neribotą laimę,
that we learn how to have loving reciprocation
išmokti apsikeisti meilę
with God,
su Dievu.
Krishna. Now someone may argue,
taigi, kažkas gali teikti,
but Krishna is being worshipped by millions of devotees.
Tačiau Krishna garbina milijonai atsidavusių.
So he has less time than anybody to reciprocate with me.
Todėl jis tikriausiai turi mažiausiai laiko nei kas kitas apsikeisti su manimi meilę.
Now I can tell you one thing.
Tačiau aš jums pasakysiu štai ką.
I grew up as a Christian.
Aš augau kaip krikščionis.
And there was not even a conception that God could reciprocate with you.
Ir ten nebuvo nei užuominas, kad Dievas gali apsikeisti kažko su jumis.
All you could do was bow down to him, and that was about it.
Vienas dalykas buvo tai, kad jūs galite prieš jį atsiklaupti ir nusilenkti.
There was no idea that he could reciprocate with you.
Nebuvo jokios užuominas, kad jis gali su jumis, ar idėjos, kad gali su, su jumis apsikeisti kažkuo.
Even subtly.
Netgi subtiliai.
So when I read the Bhagavad Gita, I was amazed.
Ir kai aš perskaičiau Bhagavad Gita, aš buvau nustebęs.
Patram putram palam toyam yome bhakta prayachati tadahang bhakti paritam mashnami prayatatmanah. If one will offer me with love and devotion a leaf, patra, a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. This was amazing to me. That I could actually offer something to God. And he would personally accept it from me. This idea does not exist in Christianity, Judaism, Islam, or Buddhism, or Sikhism. See, this is the unique quality of Vaishnavism. That you can directly offer to the Lord. And he will personally accept your offering. But still, one may say that how much time he could spend reciprocating with me. After all, he has millions of devotees and they're all offering him varieties, so many varieties of foodstuffs. Maybe he only accepts my offering just for a split second.
Galbūt jis mano aukojimą priims tik tais akimirką.
So maybe it's not that great to be a devotee of Krishna after all.
Galbūt iš tiesų nėra jau tokia didelė sėkmė būti atsidavusiu.
But in this connection, I ask you to consider this example.
Tačiau ryšiai su tuo, aš prašau jūsų pamastyti šitą pavyzdį.
Do you know the Dvarka Lila of Krishna?
Ar jūs esat girdėję apie Krishnas Dvarka Lila?
Do you know the Dvarka Lila?
Ar tu žinai Dvarka Lila?
No. He does not know the Dvarka Lila. You need to come more often to the temple. So you can learn of Dvarka Lila. In the Dvarka Lila of Krishna, Krishna married 16,108
queens.
Sometimes they criticize Krishna that he's so lusty, he has so many wives and girlfriends.
Krishna dažnai yra kritikuojamas dėl savo tarimo geismingumo, kad jis turi daugybę žmonų ir draugų.
But even if you argue that Krishna is lusty,
ir net jeigu jūs teigiate, kad Krishna yra geismingas,
you cannot compete with him.
Jūs negalite varžytis su juo.
16,000 wives.
16,000 žmonų.
If we men want to get even one wife,
ir mes vyrai galime turi tik vieną žmoną,
we have to think it over 100 times.
Paimdami vieną žmoną, mes turime galvoti 100 kartų.
Even one wife is a very, very big, big burden.
Netgi viena žmona yra labai didelė našta.
How to keep my wife always happy.
Kaip išlaikyti ją visada laimingą.
Keep her well fed.
Gerai pamaitinta.
Give her nice silk saris and jewelries.
Gerai aprengta ir papuošta.
Even one wife is such a big, big burden, you see.
Netgi viena žmona yra tokia didelė našta.
That the man has to think 100 times, should I or shouldn't I, you see. But Krishna, he is able to marry 16,000 women.
Bet Krishna turėjo net 16 tūkstančių žmonių.
And how did he keep them all happy?
Ir kaip jis sugebėjo jas išlaikyti visas laimingas?
In this world, if a man even marries two wives, they're always fighting with each other. They're envious of each other, you see.
Pasaulyje, net jei žmogus veda dvi žmonas, jos visada tarpusavyje pešasi iš pavydo.
They're competing to be the favorite wife of the husband. Competing to be the favorite wife of the husband. That he likes me better than you.
Jos tarpusavyje pešasi, tai jau, tu patinki jam labiau nei aš.
So how Krishna could have 16,000 wives and keep them all happy? How is it possible? Well, he's not an ordinary man. It was easy for him to do that, actually. You know how he did that? It was very simple. He expanded himself into 16,108 different forms of Krishna. He gave each wife her own palace, her own servants, and all facility. And every night he would go to her palace. And she would think that, well, those other queens, they must be in a lot of anxiety because Krishna comes to my palace every night. So my point is this. Krishna has the ability to reciprocate with each and every one of his devotees. As if that devotee were the only devotee. In other words, Krishna can give himself 100% to you 24 hours a day. So how will you get that degree of love from Krishna, loving reciprocation with Krishna? Krishna gives the answer to that question. Ye yata mang pravajante tangstataiva pachamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, if you give yourself 50% to Krishna, he will give himself 50% to you. But if you give yourself 100% to Krishna, Krishna will give himself 100% to you. You will own all of Krishna. He will be all yours. You'll have him to yourself. Just like the queens of Dwarka had, each one of them had Krishna fully to herself. So, to learn how to become dear to Krishna is the most important thing you can ever learn. Because it gives you the ability to own Krishna as your own personal property. Of course, Krishna cannot be conquered. He is ajita. Ajita. Which means unconquerable. But that almighty, unconquerable Lord, Ajita Krishna, he becomes Jita, or conquered, if you give yourself to him with love. So in this Krishna consciousness movement, we are training our students and disciples how to lovingly give themselves to Krishna. We are training them to bow down before the deity of Krishna. How to chant the names of Krishna with love. How to lovingly offer their foodstuffs to Krishna. How to always meditate on the wonderful, beautiful qualities of Krishna. And always be talking about the beautiful, wonderful Krishna. Jayati janani vaso devaki janmavado jaduvara parishat svaira dobira shannardaman stirachiravani nagnashu smita shimukena brajapuravani tanang vadiyan kamadevam. You see. In this way, we are training our disciples and students how to be fully immersed in Krishna consciousness. So we hope that you will take this invitation, which is coming to you from Srila
Prabhupada.
And you will take this ticket to go back to home, back to Godhead. And live an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge in the eternal pastimes of the Lord. So now I can ask if there's any questions. So everything is clearly understood. I saw a hand back there, yes.
We can see that that devotees also, they are not happy every time.
No, devotee must be happy. If someone is a devotee, they are always happy. If they're not happy, it means they haven't become a devotee yet. Someone who is actually a devotee, he is 24 hours a day always happy. Yeah, that's right.
She says also maybe their sadness is on a different level.
Yes, but the sadness of the devotee is transcendental sadness. He is feeling great pain in his heart to see the fallen conditioned souls who are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj. So this gives great pain to his heart to see the poor souls being dragged to Yamaraj's court. But when Krishna sees his devotee is feeling anguish for the fallen souls, he's feeling great sorrow for the fallen souls, then he showers that devotee with unlimited nectar. And that devotee tastes inconceivable happiness within his heart. Questions more?
Yeah, it is sometimes seen that God puts obstacles in our path in the forms of problems which we are facing in daily life. So how is it at that time possible to remain happy?
What's he saying?
He says that sometimes God is putting some obstacles in our way to him. And
No. He is removing all obstacles. You have put obstacles.
May you translate?
Yeah, translate for all. Yeah,
Ponas klausė, ar iš tikrųjų Krishna iškelia mums sunkumus mūsų kelyje kasdieniam gyvenime. Ir mokytas sako, kad ne, iš tikrųjų ne, jisai kaip tik šalina kliūtis, mes patys sukuriam kliūtis.
Krishna is not putting any obstacles.
Krishna nestato jokių kliūčių.
You have put your own obstacles.
Iš tikrųjų mes patys, tai yra jūs padarėte.
Because you want to be God.
Todėl kad jūs norite būti Dievu.
Is it? That's you have made your own obstacle because you are envious of the Lord. That envy of the Lord, to think, well, I am also God. That is obstacle, you see. You have to give up. In India is a very popular idea that I'm God, you're God, and we're all God. I remember in the Delhi airport when gentleman told me, yes, we are all Krishna here. So in India, everyone thinks, yes, I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. This is called Mayavadi philosophy. Hinduism means Mayavadiism. So in Hindu philosophy, everyone thinks, yes, I am Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. That is the biggest obstacle for the Hindus. You have to understand, you are not God. But you are a servant. And if you will simply bow down at Krishna's feet and give him, give yourself to him as servant, you will experience that by the grace of God, all obstacles are removed. And you will become a great enlightened sage by the great acharyas of India. It is the duty of anyone who has taken birth in the holy land, Bharat, India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janmajara Sartaka. Anyone who has taken birth in the holy land of India, they must make their life perfect by total surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. And they must do the highest welfare work of spreading Krishna bhakti all over the world. Behind you will see seated one Indian on the Vyasasan. One Indian, he took this order very seriously. And just see the result. There's a whole building full of Krishna bhaktas here in Lithuania. Because one Indian, he has taken the order of the Lord very seriously. Now, if you will take the order very seriously, then this movement will expand 1,000 times more. So you kindly take it very seriously. You see, there will be no, I guarantee you, there will be no obstacles in your life. You will have all material happiness. And you will have all spiritual happiness. And you will not take birth again in this material world. Is that all right? You accept my request? Thank you very much. Yeah.
May you explain
I don't know if this is... I'd rather have something related to my lecture rather than going to other topics. You can privately, you can either write me or meet with me privately. Prabhupada would sometimes say to keep the questions on the topic of the lecture, not to go jumping here and there.
Yeah.
But privately, I'm happy to answer all those questions. But since we have a group discussion, I want to keep it focused on what we're talking about. So, any other questions?
Yeah. You said that we create our problems and obstacles in our own mind. How do you not do this?
Yes, the way to get free from all the obstacles is you have to understand, you follow simply the footsteps of Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi said, let the obstacles come. Because they are a great blessing.
Todėl, kad jūs yra niekas kitas kaip
palaiminimas. Because they help me to take shelter of Krishna.
Kadangi jūs padeda man priimti prieglobstį pas Krishna.
Vipada shantu ta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavanam darshanam yatshad apunarbhava darshanam. Let those obstacles come again and again. Because whenever there is an obstacle, then I immediately have to take shelter of Krishna. And by taking shelter of Krishna, I will no longer see the cycle of birth and death. So if you will take this spirit of Kunti Devi, of taking every obstacle as a blessing, they will not be obstacles anymore for you. They will simply be stepping stones to spiritual perfection. Yeah. That is the secret. Questions more?
You said that Krishna removes all the obstacles from our path. Is there a signal that if in our path there comes some obstacles, is it a signal that it is not our duty?
Is it a sign that should we continue it, and it's just a test for us?
Well, to know what to do, you have the orders of the spiritual master. This is why Rupa Goswami says the most important principle is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. So that becomes, every devotee has to come to that point. You have to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. So then you know, once you have the spiritual master, then you know exactly what your duty is. An obstacle doesn't mean you're supposed to change your direction. It means you have to keep following the duty given by the spiritual master and overcome the obstacle. Doesn't mean you go the other way. You have to push through all the obstacles, break through them. Just like you may have a duty, you have to make a flower garland. You may feel a great obstacle, I don't know how to make a flower garland. So I just give it up, and then I avoid the obstacle. No. You have to find out how to make the flower garland, that way overcome the obstacle. There is an obstacle, it's not that you walk away. Avoiding the obstacle. You have to continue going forward and learn how to defeat the obstacle. You understand? Yeah. It doesn't mean though, I find an obstacle to chant 16 rounds, therefore I'll stop chanting.
Ir tai nereiškia, kad, pavyzdžiui, aš susiduriu su kliūtimis, kartuojant 16 ratų, todėl aš nekartosiu.
Or I find it's too hard to put T-lock on, therefore I just won't put it on.
Man užsidėti T-locką, man yra per sunku, todėl aš galbūt neverta to daryti.
I see some people here without T-lock.
Aš matau, kad nemažai žmonių čia apie T-locką.
You see? So, we should put T-lock on, even if it's an obstacle for us to put it on.
Mes turime užsidėti T-locką, net jei yra kliūtis.
Should find out how to put on T-lock.
Ir turite išmokti, kaip tai padaryti.
In this way, overcome the obstacles. Don't run away from them. Questions more? Yeah.
Did Krishna has some passion for these queens in Madhvaraka?
The what? Passion for what?
For these queens.
For those queens. That he was passionate about those queens in Dvaraka.
Queens.
In Dvaraka.
Krishna, it may be thought, well, Krishna must certainly be, you know, attached to women because he had so many girlfriends in Vrindavan and so many queens in Dwarka. He's just like a worldly, lusty fellow, someone may think, you see. But actually, that is not a fact. Do you know the story of Mahabharata of grandfather Bhishma? He took a vow that he would never marry ever. So that his father could enjoy having a relationship with one woman. He totally gave up having a beautiful wife. For his vow, he is known as Dridha Vrata. And he was such a staunch brahmachari. He was given the benediction that he would not die unless he chose to die. So he is known, grandfather Bhishma is known as the greatest brahmachari. Renouncer of women. So, one time he stated, actually compared to Krishna, I am nothing compared to Krishna. He is the greatest brahmachari. Because he was in the forest with so many beautiful women, he had no sex enjoyment. And we also see, even though he was had these all these the most beautiful girlfriends you could ever imagine, you see, thousands of beautiful girlfriends. Krishna gave up all these thousands of girlfriends. So Krishna is the supreme renouncer. Actually, it's not that Krishna can have some passion for women like an ordinary man. Because all of the women with throughout the totality of existence, they are the energy of Krishna. They are emanating from his body. It's like, do you enjoy sweets? Yeah. Sweets, everyone likes, especially that gulab jamun, huh? No, you don't like gulab jamun? Ladu. Yes. Yeah, we have a passion for a natural passion for sweets. But you know, there is one person who has no passion for sweets. Do you know who that is? That's the sweet maker who makes all the sweets. He manufactures thousands of sweets every day. So he has no passion for sweets. He's living with sweets. He has sweets on the brain, but he has no desire to eat them because He's thousands of sweets coming through his hand every day in the sweet shop. These customers have a great passion for sweets. But he has no passion for sweets. So all these beautiful women, they are simply manufactured by Krishna. They are his energy, so he has no passion for them. Therefore, Krishna is the greatest brahmachari. But to satisfy their desire to serve the Lord in a particular way, to satisfy the desire of the gopis to associate with Krishna in a particular way, Krishna plays the role of being their lover boy. But that is simply to satisfy their desire to serve him in a particular way. He is completely beyond any male-female attraction. The foolish people, they criticize Krishna as an ordinary man, just like me. But he's more successful at enjoying than I am, that's all. But we should never think Krishna is an ordinary man. They criticize that Krishna is immoral. He is enjoying with other men's wives. But actually, it is we who are immoral because we're claiming that my wife is my wife. Krishna is the owner of all the women because they are his energy. So we should never misunderstand Krishna as a passionate lover boy. We should never think like that. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah.
What is made of love? What is include? What does love include? What is the qualities?
Love means selfless service. To give without any thought of return, that is love. If I'm giving but wanting something in return, that is called lust or kama. But if I'm simply giving and I'm not wanting anything in return, if I'm satisfied simply by giving, that is love. Next question. Yes.
If I worship the demigods, will we still go back to the Godhead?
If you worship the demigods, will you go back to Godhead?
So if I worship Lord Shiva or something.
Okay.
Я жмогус гарбина пуздивус, а рис галугале су Кришна пас вешпати
Кришна. What is that shloka? Yanti deva vratan devan pratin yanti prati vrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti man majino pimam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you worship the demigods, you will go to the demigods. If you worship the forefathers, you will go to the forefathers. If you worship the ghosts and the spirits, you will take birth among such beings. And if you worship me, then you will come to me. So it is not a fact that by worshipping demigods you will go to Krishna. You will go to demigods. So if you want to achieve the supreme destination, then you must worship Krishna or Vishnu. You must worship Vishnu or Krishna. If you want to escape the cycle of birth and death. We see there are many demons also who are devotees of Shiva. Just like that famous demon, Ravana. He was big devotee of Shiva. And he became so proud by dint of his powers. He thought, I will steal and enjoy the wife of Ram. Ram is Vishnu. So when Vishnu wanted to kill Ravana, Shiva could not protect. Because he is not on the same level with Vishnu Tattva. See, there is Vishnu Tattva, that is Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Narsingha, Varaha. These are Vishnu Tattva. Lord Shiva and the demigods, they are not on the same level.
Yeah.
So you worship Krishna or Vishnu.
Yeah.
Shiva will be more pleased. You think I'm just saying that to convince you? No, I'm quoting from the Vedas. Parvati Devi, she asked Lord Shiva. She said, my dear Lord, of all types of worship, what is the topmost worship? Do you know what Lord Shiva said? Vishnu Aradhanam Devi. My dear Devi, of all the types of worship, worshipping Vishnu is the best worship. So if you feel that Shiva is your guru, then you must follow his instruction and worship Vishnu. Next question. So, everything is clearly understood by everyone here. There is no confusion in anyone's brain. No illusion, no confusion. No delusion. Everything is crystal clear now. Everyone is solidly. You have a hand going up? Yeah.
If one practices some years, and but he is not able to follow some routine or sadhana.
Daily routine is very difficult for him.
Yes. And how one can approach spiritual master?
Yes, humbly, that's all. If you approach him humbly, my dear spiritual master, I want to become fixed in Krishna consciousness. But I am having difficulty. Please help me. Please be kind upon me and help me. And then the spiritual master will be very kind. And he will bless you to help you practice Krishna consciousness. Next question. Yeah.
Why were the demigods created when only Krishna is enough?
Why
are there demigods if there's Krishna is enough?
Yeah. Why does a wealthy businessman hire so many workers to run his company for him? I understood your question. Now I'm answering it. Why does a wealthy businessman hire so many managers to run his business for him. So he can enjoy life without having all the headaches of running every detail of his business. Krishna, he is supreme enjoyer. Do you think he wants to worry about making this sure that the sun rises on time every morning? Do you think he wants to worry about making sure that the flowers appear on the trees each spring? These things are all happening by his energy. But the details of his management, he leaves that up to the demigods. He would much rather play his flute than making sure the sun rises on time every morning. He has his expanded Vishnu forms and the demigods who take care of all of these details. So he can do other things that he considers much more important. The demigods are highly advanced devotees of the Lord, who still have some material tendencies. They still have some material desires. Therefore, they are given positions here within the material world to manage the affairs of the Lord. Next question. Yes.
Should we be afraid of demigods?
The question is, should we be afraid of the demigods? Actually, we have nothing to fear from the demigods. If we engage 100% in Krishna's service, the demigods will assist you in your service to Krishna. Why you should be afraid of them? They will help you. You simply have to fully surrender to Krishna and all the demigods will help you in your service. Next question. So now everyone here is completely 100% satisfied. No more impediments. Everything is crystal clear now. Everyone's solidly fixed on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. Or are you still bewildered by the material nature? Okay, question.
As spiritual masters and Krishna teaches us that we should perform our duties.
To Krishna?
Krishna and Acharyas.
Krishna and the Acharyas,
yes,
teach us that we should perform our duties.
Yes. But sometimes we have too much duties that we cannot do. We're difficult.
Not properly.
You have only one duty. Krishna says, Sarvadaman Purit Yajama Mekang Sharanang Raja. Give up all these duties. Krishna says, you have one duty and one duty only. Surrender to me. So why be confused with so many duties? You simply take one duty and one duty only. You will have no confusion.
Niramuma.
Yes. Next question. What are your questions? You used to have so many questions. You used to be full of questions. What happened? The well went dry? Any other question? Yeah?
People are confused of material duties because they forget that. Is it true that people are confused about their material duties because they forget their main spiritual duties?
That's right.
Ar tiesa, kad žmonėms kelia daugybę neramumų jų pareigos, kadangi jie pamiršta pagrindinę?
As soon as we forget our duty of surrendering to Krishna, we become bewildered by so many material duties. This duty, that duty, duty. Becomes very bewildering for the mind. But if you understand, I actually have only one duty to surrender to Krishna, then all the other duties fall beautifully into place. And your life becomes completely free from all anxiety.
Eka dharma.
One duty. You all must remember you have one duty and one duty only. That is, you must surrender to God. You must surrender to Krishna. That's all you have to do. Everything else will be included within that. Wife, family, husband, job, career, everything will all be included. If you execute that duty under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. So, if there's no further questions. All right?
Out of respect for Shiva and my fallen position, I sometimes sing the chants for him. His chants, Shiva. Like Om Namah Shivaya.
What's he saying? What's he saying?
Out of respect to Lord Shiva, he sometimes chant for him.
I see.
And of cosmos.
The greatest respect, the greatest worship you can do for Lord Shiva is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. That gives him more satisfaction. Do you know the Kalavra people that worship Shiva directly? The ghosts and hobgoblins. He is worshipped by demons. Actually, there's a famous story. What was that person's name who worshipped Shiva?
Vritasura.
Yes. He was worshipping Lord Shiva. And he wanted to get a benediction from Shiva. So he was trying so many things to get Lord Shiva to come. He had a sacrificial fire, and he was cutting off his flesh and he was offering it into the fire, and still Lord Shiva was not coming. So he was thinking, what to do? How will I get Shiva to come? So he thought, oh, I will cut off my head then. So when he was about to cut off his head, Shiva finally came. Said, why are you doing this? If you had simply offered me some water, I would have come. What do you want? He said, what do you want? He said, you give me the boon that whoever's head I will touch, their skull will immediately crack and they will die.
Skull.
Duok man palaiminimą, kad aš prie tenų tik tas galvos neprisiliečiau, ta galva tuoj pat susprogtų į milijonus dalelių.
Just see what kind of a fellow he was, you see.
Ir matėte, koks pasikeisęs.
He wanted to be able to kill anyone just by touching their head.
Jis buvo pasiruošęs nužudyti bet ką palietęs jų galvą.
So Shiva said, all right, I give you that boon.
Shiva sako, gerai, aš duosiu tau šitą palaiminimą.
But you know, Shiva, he has a very beautiful wife.
Tačiau žinote, jog Shiva turi labai gražią žmoną.
So this demon thought, oh, I know what I'll do.
Ir tas demonas sugalvos, aš žinau, ką aš dabar darysiu.
I will immediately touch Lord Shiva and I'll take his wife as my own.
Ir aš paliesiu viešpatį Šivos galvą ir pasisavinsiu jo žmoną.
So Shiva was running all over the universe. This demon was chasing him, trying to kill him. And finally he came to Lord Vishnu, who disguised himself as a little boy.
Vishnu?
Brahmachari, yes. Small Brahmachari. And this Brahmachari, in a very sweet voice of a little boy,
ir šitas berniukas labai saldžiu balsu.
He said, why did you believe in Lord Shiva? Don't you know he cheated you?
Jis pasakė, kodėl tu tiki viešpačiu Shiva? Nežinai, kad jis tave apgavo.
He can't give you the power to crack someone's skull with the touch of your finger.
Jis negali suteikti tokios jėgos, kad tu palietęs kažkieno galvą susprogdintum ją.
So the demon became bewildered.
Ir demonas tapo sumišęs.
He said, why don't you try it on yourself? You'll see that it doesn't work. So he touched himself on the skull and immediately killed himself. So in this way, Shiva is worshipped by such people, you see, who have selfish, greedy desires. Those who actually understand the desires of Lord Shiva, they worship Lord Shiva as Lord Vishnu or Krishna as their God. You see. By worshipping Krishna or Vishnu, then you become the most dear to Lord Shiva. You give him the most satisfaction. There is no need to worship Shiva separately. In fact, what he likes the most is, you may be surprised to hear, when we had our, in the early days of ISKCON, when we had our first temple in Britain, located on at Berry Place, Prabhupada had the devotees build a vyasas, just like we have a vyasasan for
Prabhupada.
We have a vyasasan for the devotee who gives the class, you see. So, Prabhupada had them build a vyasasan for Lord Shiva in the temple room. Do you know that? A vyasasan for Lord Shiva in the temple room. Do you know why Prabhupada had them do that? Anybody say? Might have these two know, yes. Because Lord Shiva was attending the kirtans. So if you want to please Lord Shiva, then you should sing and dance Hare Krishna mantra in great ecstasy. And Lord Shiva will come and chant with you, sing and dance with you. That is what gives him the greatest pleasure, you see. Harinams and kirtan. He will join, you may not be able to see him, but he will come and join with you in the Harinams and kirtan. So, anything else?
Ayurveda
heals different sickness with mantras.
Different
sickness with mantras.
Siddhis?
Diseases.
Diseases.
Different what?
Diseases.
Oh, yeah. Curing different diseases with mantras.
Yes.
Yes.
Something like Ram, Klim, and others.
Yes, there are such healing arts, yes.
And maybe recommend Hare Krishna mantra for such people which...
Yes, for people who have... There's one disease called Bhava Rog. It is the most severe of all diseases. It's more deadly than cancer. So for anyone who is suffering from this Bhava Rog, they are advised to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And that will cure their Bhava Rog. Do you know what is that disease, Bhava Rog? It is called the repetition of birth and death. Yeah. So any other question? Yeah.
Only bhaktas can be happy.
So there are different kinds of happiness. There is also the happiness of the materialists. They have a saying, ignorance is bliss. So one may think he is happy in his eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is a sort of happiness also. But that happiness is very limited happiness. It is not pure happiness. It is happiness mixed with unhappiness. Only the bhakta achieves a stage of pure, unmixed happiness. Everyone has some happiness. But when one achieves happiness which has no mixture of any unhappiness within it, that is called Krishna consciousness. And that is the property of the bhakta. Next question. Yeah.
She would like to ask you to tell that story about then
cowherds
voice their
and they were saved from
Indra
deadly rain of Indra
from rain sent by Indra.
The rain sent by Indra. The Vrijavasis were saved by the Govardhan Hill. Yes, that's a very long, long story. How the Vrijavasis were saved by Krishna. But I can tell you this. If you will take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Giri Dhari, the lifter of that Govardhan Hill, he will protect you from the severe rain of the Kali Yuga. Just as he protected the cowherd boys and the cowherd girl, just as he lifted the Govardhan just for them, he will also personally protect you. But you must take shelter in the same mood as the Vrijavasis took shelter of him. In the mood of complete helplessness. Do not think on your own strength that you can protect yourself. You must always remember that you are totally dependent on the strength of Krishna.
Jūs visada turite atminti, kad esate visiškai priklausomi nuo Krishnos jėgos.
Hare Krishna. Next, yes.
She would like to add something.
Add?
Yes.
All right, it better be good.
She said that there is said that Krishna helps to that one which helps himself.
Yes, that's right. That's right. God helps those who help themselves. So therefore, you must help yourself. So how will you help yourself? You must surrender to Guru and Krishna completely. That is how you will help yourself. Is it? Next question.
Pavadysiu, pakartosiu su klausimą gerai. Ar tiesa, kad Krishna tarnauti galima vien tik su tyra atsidavimo nuotaika? Čia ne taip svarbu iš tikrųjų. Ar tiesa, kad Krishna galima tarnauti tik su tyra atsidavimo nuotaika? Ir ar gali iš pradžių būti kažkokių tai motyvų? Ar leidžiami kažkokie tai motyvai? Taip supratau. Ar ne? You have mentioned in your previous lecture that one should serve Krishna only with pure devotion.
Yeah.
And motivation.
Yeah.
But also, it's.
Yes, we have in the beginning that kind of attitude we may have in the beginning when we start our devotional service, but later on, we find that we have many faults.
Yeah.
And what to do? Whether it is possible to continue with some different motivation to discharge our devotional service, or should we just take on somehow rather than onto this pure devotional mood, and how it's possible?
Yes. In the beginning, we're all enthusiastic to become pure devotees. But then we see that so many material desires were also there that we weren't even aware of them. So we see that so many material desires were there that we weren't even aware of them. And now we don't know how to regain. Now we don't know how to regain that original enthusiasm.
Ir mes pamatome troškimus, kuriuos mes neįtarėme ir net esant tenais. Ir mes nebenorime.
Mes nežinom, kaip atgauti
šitą entuziazmą.
So the key is this. Always put yourself in the mood of complete innocence. In other words, whatever mistakes you have made, don't let that discourage you. Just imagine, in the beginning we had great enthusiasm. Just keep that enthusiasm alive. Understand that Krishna is unlimitedly merciful. Doesn't matter how many times I may have done something wrong. He's willing to overlook that if I simply become very sincere. Apichatsudaracharo bhajate mamananya baksadur eva samanchavya. What is that? Yes. I think I left out one line. But even if you commit the most abominable activity, if you engage in devotional service, Krishna accepts you as a sadhu. So, sometimes we take up devotional service, but we have some difficulty and we lose our enthusiasm because of them. But we should simply throw ourselves back into the process with enthusiasm, just like a new devotee. And then we can quickly regain that taste. You can look at it in a very positive way. Let's say I've been a devotee for, 5 years. And for 4 years I was doing really good. Making nice advancement. Had nice relationships with the devotees. But then in the 5th year I fell into a slump. My sadhana became problematic. My mind was agitated. My relationships became sour. But you know what? Just think about it like this. If one had not even joined the movement at all, where would you be then? Even a devotee who is having difficulty is 1,000 times better off than a non-devotee, you see? So, there's a saying, count your blessings. See what is your good fortune. And in this connection, Prabhupada gives us an encouragement. He said, especially in spiritual life, failure is the pillar of success. So you have to learn how to use whatever failure you have had to your advantage. Do you see this light bulb here? Do you know who invented the light bulb? His name was Thomas Edison. He was an American inventor. He tried thousands and thousands of different ways to make a light bulb work. And each time he tried to do it, he was a failure. You think he became discouraged? No. He thought, now I know another way that it won't work. And he kept eliminating all the types of substances that would not make a light bulb work. He knew with each failure he was getting closer to success. And you know how many times it took him before he finally got it to work? 10,000 times he failed to make it work. And finally it worked, and now we have light bulbs all over the whole world. Because he did not allow his failure to discourage him. He used each and every one of his failures as a lesson on how not to make a light bulb work. So if you will apply the same philosophy to your practice of Krishna consciousness, you can see what are those things that do not help me to become Krishna conscious. What are the mistakes that I make that take me away from Krishna consciousness? You can observe carefully what is causing you to not be enlivened in Krishna consciousness, and use that to your advantage. Now you know what to avoid doing. So in this way, you may think that you have slipped in your Krishna consciousness. But if you play your cards right, you will actually see how you're advancing at every step. You understand? Does it make sense what I said? It's clear? The meaning is clear? All right. Okay. One last question. Who has that burning question they've been had in their mind for the whole lecture but were afraid to ask? Now is your chance. Yes.
My grandmother says that I am a Christian.
You heard his mother?
His grandmother.
Oh, grandmother, okay.
She says that he is a Christian.
Mm.
And is it wrong to him come here to the lectures?
If your grandmother is a Christian, you can tell her, you come with me to the Hare Krishna program, and they will teach you how to become a perfect Christian. Bring your grandmother with you, and I will preach to her. I will teach her how to become a perfect Christian. Alright then. Alright, we'll add a little extra bonus point here. Go ahead.
He would like to something to add
in this regard.
Alright, go ahead.
Would you like to hear translating?
Yeah, what is it? What did he say?
It's adding. Something has happened with Bhakta Karanas, and his grandmother also heard that he. So she is a very perfect Christian, and she heard that Karolis is joining Hare Krishna. And she has approached to Jesus Christ and asked him what will happen with Karolis.
With prayers.
With prayers.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ answered that everything is gonna be all right with Karolis.
Don't worry.
Arrivo! Now he's my officially aspiring disciple also now. Jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki
jai. Thank you very much, Maharaj.